Bach's Christmas Oratorio is unusual and less well-known than his other major works, but as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the music showcases Bach's innovation and resourcefulness.
In 1734, Bach wrote a different dramatic cantata to be performed on each of six feast days over the Christmas period. Together, they make up his Christmas oratorio. Temple University music history professor Stephen Zone says it's a novel way to construct what is usually one long narrative.
So it's not a typical oratorio in the way that his St. John Passion or St. Matthew Passion are, or for example, the oratorios of Handel.
It makes sense to hear the cantatas together, says Matthew Glandorf, artistic director of Choral Arts Philadelphia. But it's not easy to prepare or perform, as the orchestra for every cantata is different.
Cantatas 1, 3, and 6 have trumpets and timpani. Cantata 4 has two horn players. You just realize he's using the resources that he had available on any given day.
Bach used those resources to break new musical ground, as in the story of the shepherds watching their flocks.
This very, very pastoral scene, Bach sets very unusually. He's got four oboists. That's not something that you ever encounter. The sound of the oboes and the way Bach uses it is so obviously evocative of the pastoral nature and just beautifully pulls you into the drama of that story.
The complete oratorio tells the Christmas story from the birth of Jesus to the visit of the wise men.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.